Finance Minister Tito Mboweni has announced a 39 billion rand economic relief package to help deal with the fallout of the pandemic and also the unrest that persisted a couple of weeks ago. The 36 billion rand of this package won't be requiring new finance. It will therefore not be leading to any additional debt. Bulk of the funds will be going to reinstating the 350 rand social relief of distress grant for the unemployed. This has been extended until March next year, costing the fiscus 27 billion rand. Kevin Lings, who's chief economist at Stanlib, joins us now to discuss the broader implications of the move on the economy, which is only expected to return to pre-pandemic levels in 2023. Thanks so much, Kevin, for your time this evening. So, right at the top, what are you making of the spend and where it's being directed? Largely coming off better than expected revenue that's been generated with no need to increase debt, yes, but on the other hand, it's spend that we didn't necessarily have to incur.
That's 100%. So, look, I think under the circumstances, it's probably the appropriate response that government clearly from the unrest can see that there's a huge amount of anguish in South Africa, a huge amount of frustration. You can debate whether the unrest was politically motivated, but let's say even if it was politically motivated, it took on a life of its own at some point. And that definitely reflects the level of frustration, the high unemployment, the level of inequality. And I think, therefore, the response from government in terms of how they're directing these funds, it's appropriate. And for each person affected, it's very modest. 350 Rand a month is not going to do a huge amount. And the fact that it's also not requiring us to borrow additional money is absolutely critical in the Minister of Finance's efforts to try and get us back on track in terms of fiscal discipline. The difficulty with this is that what could we have done with the 36 billion? Let's say that we had a clean slate and I said to government, yes, 36 billion, do whatever you want with 36 billion. This is not what you would choose. There's so many other projects you would rather do that would have a much bigger impact, a multiplier impact that would create jobs, maybe create competitiveness, a whole range of things. So this is a very inefficient use of the 36 billion, and it's a very unfortunate use because it was entirely unnecessary. The other thing probably to add is that the South African economy is got lucky, right?
Yeah.
It's not often that we can say that in South Africa we've got lucky, but we've been lucky, and that is that we've got this revenue overrun that's coming through from the commodity price story. Without that, we would be in a dreadful position. So it's fortuitous that we've got the extra revenue overrun and that we can at least deploy the money without additional borrowing. But overall, a highly inefficient outcome.
Kevin, especially if it's going to see Treasury make adjustments to the budgets of trade and industry, to the budgets of small business development as well. These are key sectors of the economy as far as getting things going and growing on a more sustainable basis, on a longer term basis. So how concerned or unnerved are you by that?
And look, it's been going on for quite some time. If I look at our infrastructure budget, government's infrastructure budget, it's been systematically eroded over a number of years as government has diverted exactly what you've said. They've diverted more and more money away from infrastructure into consumption-related, whether it was a salary, whether it was social grants or other consumption expenditure. And so we see the impact of that. We see that in our decaying infrastructure around us. And this is another indication that that will continue on. And clearly, when it comes to some of the other industry-specific measures that we're going to forego as a result of this, it will also do us a disservice in terms of getting the economy going. You would imagine that small business is the area that can least afford another pullback in terms of the budget. So it's not helpful. But it gives you an idea of where government is trying to prioritize their spending, given the immediate pressure in society.
Given the immediate pressure, this is spend that's happening for now. Much of the commentary has been that it's affordable as long as it's on a temporary basis. Kevin, how easy is it going to be to claw back on this?
I just can't see us clawing it back. We know that around the world and in South Africa, once you get these programs in place, very difficult to reverse them. And remember, this is going to be in place now for a considerable number of months. And there's already pressure to introduce a basic income grant in South Africa. And there's pressure that the 350 Rand should have been more, right? And you can make an argument that it should have been more. So I think it's going to be difficult in the budget next year to wind back this additional spend. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if there's further demands for additional funds in terms of upping the 350. So I think once you start this, you've got to accept that it's probably going to become a long-term feature within the budget, and that represents problems for our fiscal consolidation going forward. Does it mean more tax hikes, or does it finally galvanize us into recognizing that we've got to grow this economy, we've got to create jobs? This is not sustainable.
Where are your confidence levels sitting in that regard, Kevin? Because, you know, it has to come hand in hand, like you say, with decisive plans to get this inclusive economic growth going on a sustainable basis, and where you've got 5 billion rand off this package targeted at employment tax incentives. I mean, is that the place to start?
Look, I think we were encouraged earlier on when government deregulated the energy sector, when it's talking about deregulating or unbundling Transnet and I guess a range of initiatives to try and just do that, to draw the private sector in, to make it easier to do business and get the growth rate going. Clearly, the developments over the last couple of weeks have interrupted that very considerably and have clearly now utilizing a lot of our valuable resources. So it does put us on the back foot in terms of this critical initiative to get the growth going and get employment. So you have to say that you've lost confidence in terms of that particular initiative. Yeah. Hopefully, once we get past this initial phase, that government recognizes we've got to do a hell of a lot more to encourage business in this country. Without
Absolutely.
Jobs, without new business, this is all just going to continue to manifest as a social crisis.
Well, let's leave it there. Kevin, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Kevin Lings is chief economist at StanLib.